美国神韵国际艺术团在基奇纳滑铁卢的最后一场演出，全场爆满，座无虚席。精彩纷呈的节目让在座的加拿大观众们如醉如痴，也让其中的华人在倍感亲切的同时深感自豪。
王先生带着太太和孩子来感受正统的中国文化，看完演出后的他感触深刻，表示会带着节目册向亲朋好友们鼎力推荐神韵。
我觉得展示中国的文化，那神韵他们做得很好，做得很好。像加拿大人呢，展示我们中国的文化、中国的精神、风土人情，我觉得很自豪。我觉得作为中国人，我们很自豪。
中文教师胡女士说，看完演出后感觉全身暖洋洋的，
就是很兴奋啊，特别是在冬天看到这个节目哈，它的那个布景和这个颜色配得特别好，气氛很欢乐。
胡女士的同伴也是一名中文教师，她已经是第二次来看神韵晚会了。当问到她为什么要再次来看时，她毫不犹豫地表示，看神韵是一种享受。
因为美，就是享受我们中国文化，对我们的中国文化而骄傲，真的是一种美的享受。
两位教师纷纷表示会向他们的学生大力推荐神韵，让他们通过观看神韵学到真正的中国文化。新唐人记者黄琦，加拿大基奇纳滑铁卢报道。
在过去三年数百场全世界巡回演出中，征服了无数中西观众的美国神韵艺术团1月6号即将拉开2010年在加拿大演出的序幕。这也是神韵自2007年以来连续四年第七次到访加拿大。总理史蒂芬·哈珀在新年之际为神韵艺术团发去了第七封贺信。
哈珀在信中对所有参加神韵演出的人员表达了热情的问候，并祝愿演出给观众留下美好回忆。他说，受到中国5000多年文化的启迪，神韵演出使观众有机会欣赏到绚丽的服装、优雅的舞蹈和杰出的音乐。他们把中国传统文化中的传奇故事鲜活地展现在舞台上，每个观众都会无比享受这台中国传统文化的顶级盛宴。这是哈珀总理连续四年第七次为莅临本国演出的美国神韵艺术团发来贺信。此外，联邦公民、移民及多元文化部长杰森·肯尼也连续第三次致信神韵。他赞颂神韵艺术团呈现了深厚的中国传统文化及历史，与家国的华人一起丰富了加拿大的多元文化。他说，神韵的演员和工作人员应该为自己的演出感到自豪。他们通过舞蹈和音乐的诠释，把许多个世纪以前的价值观和传说动人心弦地呈现了出来，同时又为这份不同寻常的遗产注入了新的生命。最后，肯尼部长预祝神韵演出取得成功。
美国神韵国际艺术团将于1月6号首先在加拿大东部的双子城基奇纳滑铁卢开始他们在整个加拿大10个城市的28场巡回演出，为现场的数万名观众带去全新的节目。新唐人记者邱明，多伦多报道。
1月6日晚10点半，美国神韵国际艺术团2010年全球巡回演出在加拿大的第一站，加拿大高科技产业中心的双子城基奇纳滑铁卢的广场中央剧院圆满落幕。
每个从剧场走出来的观众脸上都散发出愉悦的光芒，他们感叹神韵令人充满惊喜。
It was fascinating. I actually didn't think it was going to be so large, so grand. I didn't expect so many dancers all at one time.
It's exciting. It's the colors and the precision of the dancers were incredible. I just haven't seen anything like this before.
身为音乐家的罗德里格斯还被神韵的音乐深深感动。
The orchestra and the different sounds in the orchestra and how that meshes with what's going on stage.
神韵乐队中西乐器合璧的表现手法令他对现场乐队着迷。
I'm finding it very interesting. I'd like to see them. I want to go down in the pit and see the actual instruments.
安大略省剑桥市资深议员本图斯深深叹服于神韵及音乐、舞蹈、声乐等多种舞台艺术形式的完美结合。他更从神韵中体会到了博大的内涵。
The color, the music, the dancing, the set design, it's very inspiring. It's a spectacular feeling coming out of there. I take away from it a message of harmony, something that I said last year and I mean this year as well, that if you could package the feeling that comes out of this performance and send it to all the world leaders, we would have less violence and less strife in our world today.
新年伊始，神韵艺术团的全新节目为观众们带来了全新的震撼，也为大家带来了新年的希望。1月7号和8号，美国神韵国际艺术团还将继续在双子城上演两场。这是新唐人电视台记者黄安琪在加拿大基奇纳为您报道。
1月6日晚，在加拿大的科技重镇安省的双子城基奇纳滑铁卢市，美国神韵国际艺术团将开启2010年在加拿大的巡回演出。来自这一地区的联邦内阁部长等多位国会议员为神韵发来了贺信。
基奇纳滑铁卢有着北方硅谷的美誉，这里高科技公司林立，研发了黑莓手机的移动研究公司总部就设在这座双子城。城中的滑铁卢大学被称作加拿大的麻省理工学院。今晚，美国神韵国际艺术团将再次光临双子城最负盛名的广场中心剧院，在这里连演三天。广场中心剧院拥有2000个座位，它的舞台是北美最大的舞台之一，音响效果更是一流。剧院的声学设计在全世界都名列前茅，其设计理念也被广泛参照。从1月6号到23号，美国神韵国际艺术团将在基奇纳滑铁卢、渥太华、蒙特利尔、汉密尔顿及密西沙加市展开他们在加拿大东部的15场巡回演出，预计现场观众将超过3万人。联邦内阁部长及多位国会议员专程为神韵发来了贺信。加拿大科技国务部长盖瑞·古德伊尔由衷地赞叹神韵艺术团取得的艺术成就和对人的教育启迪。国会议员斯蒂芬·伍德沃斯认为神韵通过艺术来构建更加和平的社会的理念值得所有人全身心的拥抱。国会议员弗兰克·瓦德瑞奥特则赞赏神韵与人们分享了最动人心弦的艺术和文化。此前，加拿大总理史蒂芬·哈珀和联邦多元文化部长杰森·肯尼也分别为神韵艺术团发来了贺信，他们祝愿神韵演出圆满成功。新唐人记者邱明，加拿大滑铁卢报道。
郝若德·阿尔布莱特是来自安省基奇纳选区的加拿大联邦国会议员，他第一次观看了美国神韵国际艺术团在双子城的演出后，惊叹现场乐队和舞蹈配合的天衣无缝。他同时认为呢，晚会传递了希望和勇气。他赞叹神韵的演出好的难以形容。
阿尔布莱特国会议员和太太一起看了演出，他说晚会令他们非常享受，而最让他感到难以置信的是现场乐队与大型舞蹈的配合如此完美和流畅。
The music of the orchestra every single time was exactly on time with the actions of the dancers. There was no break in the continuity of that. And for me, that was quite incredible. I don't understand how you can get that many dancers in unison, let alone to be in unison with an orchestra.That's a number of feet away, conducted by another person.
阿尔布莱特曾经做过牧师，也曾周游世界许多国家。他感到神韵晚会所表达的思想内涵对人们深具启发。
As people of faith, it's important for us to be upfront about what our beliefs are, stand up for them. As the show portrayed tonight, we can stand up for them with confidence, and at the same time, we can respect those who have different views.
在被问到要如何与人分享看演出的感受时，阿尔布莱特议员是这样回答的。
It's hard to put it into words, so I will tell them, I will describe it to the best of my ability, but that's very limited.
他说，要在给自己选民的宣传资料里介绍神韵晚会，告诉人们这场演出不容错过。新唐人记者邱明，加拿大滑铁卢报道。
乔安·费斯克是加拿大安省大基奇纳滑铁卢地区商会主席兼首席执行官。他在过去几十年成功经营着一家针织品公司，长期活跃于时装界。费斯克在看完美国神韵国际艺术团1月6日在基奇纳滑铁卢的首场演出后，赞美演出传递的美好信息，惊叹演出服饰和色彩搭配简直美轮美奂，超凡脱俗。
乔安·费斯克认为神韵的演出绝对是世界一流的。
You could see that there was so much energy and effort put into the story, but also it sent us a nice message about what Chinese culture is about, where the whole concept of Buddha came from, the concept of peace and I thought that it sent a nice message to the Canadians here that we're watching today.
作为在时装界活跃了30多年的资深人士，费斯克毫无保留地表示自己为神韵的服饰所折服。
You could see there was a mixture of different textures in the fabric. You saw some use of fur, you saw use of knits, you saw use of silk and sequins and all kinds of things. That we also saw a very, very interesting mixture of color. You would see some colors that you might not normally see together, pinks and reds together, turquoises and blues, greens, mixed all together in a way that sent a very interesting message to the audience that were watching it today.
职业的敏感使费斯克还观察到了另一个神韵独有的特色。
But also if you notice the headdresses and the amount of change of the costumes, because every time you went to look at the next dance, you would notice that there was such remarkable change in the costumes. There was nothing that overlapped.
这位统领数千家公司的商界领袖非常感激神韵艺术团用这种绝美动人的艺术形式不断地唤醒人们对自由和人性的追求，并期待神韵继续他们的成功之路。新唐人记者严清晰，加拿大基奇纳滑铁卢报道。
双子城基奇纳滑铁卢是加拿大的高科技经济重镇，聚集了众多大中型企业。美国神韵艺术团在国际上享有的美誉吸引了当地许多工商界人士慕名前往观看了1月6日至8日神韵国际艺术团在双子城的三场演出。
大基奇纳滑铁卢地区商会主管杰森·汤普森赞叹神韵是艺术和精神的盛宴，向全世界传递着纯善纯美的普世价值。
I thought it was extremely vibrant, extremely uplifting, which is something that we all needthis day and age, and I thought, you know, it's a great way to educate, you know, maybe even the Western world or this area on things that we don't really know much about coming out of China.
汤普森十分欣赏神韵中西合璧的现场乐队。
I found it very unique, and I also found it, you could see the work that they put into it. It was very, very clean, very, very great, and it went so well with the dancing that...It just, it all fit together quite well.
身为公关媒介经理的朱丽叶·罗杰安今年是第一次观看神韵晚会。
Very, very moving, very powerful. It's my first experience with something like this, so it's very exciting and very emotional. I love to travel, so when I watch something like that, it's like traveling here in my hometown.
工业工程师杰拉尔·小约翰特意穿上了中国服装，带着他从中国领养的女儿前来观看演出。他认为神韵是他看过的最好的秀。
We spent a lot of time in China. This is better than anything we saw there. It's really incredible.
新唐人记者严清晰，加拿大基奇纳滑铁卢报道。
1月8日晚，美国神韵国际艺术团在加拿大基奇纳滑铁卢的最后一场演出，在全场观众雷鸣般的掌声中落幕了。这位神韵在加拿大东部五个城市巡回演出的第一站划下了圆满句号。三天来，近6000名中西观众被神韵演出的艺术性与思想性深深感动与震撼。
隆冬之中，美国神韵国际艺术团在双子城的演出热度在不断升温。广场中心剧院内不仅连续3个满场，周五更是全场爆满。演出中那些绚丽夺目的服饰、行云流水的舞蹈、梦幻般的高科技天幕，犹如天籁的演唱，在中西合璧的现场乐队伴奏下，把观众带进了一个全新的世界。已经是第二次前来观看神韵的滑铁卢大学艺术系主任坎考兹德教授再次为神韵所展示的中国文化所倾倒。
I don't know why almost everybody, including myself, because I've seen it before, is so surprised at the beauty of the Chinese dance. For some reason, people just don't know enough about Chinese, the richness and depth of Chinese culture. They don't realize how much the performing arts are a deep part of the history of the Chinese people. And so when it comes out here, people see something that's beautiful, but also very surprising. So it's all very exciting for all of us.
制片人彼得·斯达经常遨游世界，拍摄各种音乐纪录片。他的作品《Mar》曾参加2009年多伦多电影节。斯达认为，神韵绝对是世界第一秀。
I enjoyed a lot. Yeah, I think the performances are outstanding. I think that, you know, that's really well put together. Nice stage play, beautiful lighting, and very nice, set design. I think it's terrific. Really well done. Really impressed with the music. The orchestra is outstanding. Great direction.You know, the musicians are performing very well. Yeah, very powerful show. Excellent.
斯达对神韵的三维天幕设计赞赏有加。
It's really good, especially when they transcend from the heavens and onto the stage and then back again. I think it's really nicely woven together. Yeah, we're.
而国会议员亨诺德·阿尔布莱特为神韵舞蹈家们的连串高难度翻腾动作叹服不已。
Certainly, the people doing those actions, must have put a lot of physical energy into it. There's a lot of self-discipline in the practice, but also the discipline in terms of being able to carry that out in front of a live audience.
1月9日，美国神韵国际艺术团将前往加拿大首都渥太华，10号和11号两天将在著名的渥太华国家艺术中心为期待已久的首都观众带去三场全新震撼的演出。新唐人记者严欣希，加拿大基奇纳滑铁卢报道。
肯·麦考特教授是加拿大著名的滑铁卢大学艺术系的系主任，同时也是一位历史学家。1月8日晚，他在基奇纳滑铁卢观看了美国神韵国际艺术团的第三场演出，深感神韵极具艺术性的演出将中国文化之深厚与丰富完美展现。下面来看报道。
作为大学艺术系主任，考特兹教授自然是有着职业性的挑剔眼光，而看过神韵演出后，他脸上写满了兴奋。
The most exciting part is the actual blending of the music, which is so lovely, but also the artistry, the dance, the movement, and the colors. The colors are so vibrant, the music is so vital, the entertainment is just terrific.
考特兹教授认为每个节目都各有特色，这令神韵的演出非常与众不同。
The part that I like here so much is they're so very different. And of course you have a very slow moving thing and a very beautiful and gentle piece and then a very rambunctious piece. And it's actually that change and that diversity I like the best.
在演出无可挑剔的艺术性之上，考特兹教授最欣赏的是神韵对中国文化的诠释。
That it reminds you how deep and how rich sort of the performing arts are within Chinese culture. We tend to think of China right now as a country and as a population that does manufacturing and industry and fast-growing cities and huge populations. When you see a show like this, it just forces you to step way back and look at the depth and the richness of the Chinese people. And that part is just the best part of being here.
当听说神韵艺术团今年的全球巡回演出规模在继续扩大，考特兹教授表示他非常钦佩神韵传播正统中国文化的努力。
Here, I'm delighted that it's in Canada. I'm delighted it's touring around the world. I heard that they're now actually going to be showing in Hong Kong, which is just terrific.
新唐人记者邱明，加拿大基奇纳滑铁卢报道。
2010年1月7日，神韵国际艺术团在加拿大基奇纳滑铁卢市的第二场演出，在近2000名现场观众经久不息的热烈掌声中圆满落下帷幕。一幕幕美轮美奂的节目令来自不同行业的观众赞叹不已。
乔纳森·罗尔先生是基奇纳滑铁卢市一家商贸经济杂志社的出版商，他对神韵节目的音乐、舞蹈等各方面都赞赏有加。
The orchestra was bang on. Yeah, very good. Very good orchestra. I would recommend the orchestra to anyone. That they did a compilation of old and new, and it was very good. The show itself was extremely entertaining. The show itself was very colorful. The dancing, the acrobats, the complete picture, it really did move me. So it resonated, I think, with the crowd, and I think that's good.
金融分析师卡罗尔女士十分喜欢中国古典舞，称赞神韵舞蹈演员极具才华。
The show is great. The costumes are wonderful. The dancers are just, can't believe just how talented they are. And the jumps and how high they go, the coordination, it's wonderful. It's really good. They were jumping and they all came together, the long sleeves, and the way they coordinated all of the hand twirling, the arm twirlings, the jumps. It was great. It was wonderful.
肖美克先生任职于国家政府机关，是社会服务部门滑铁卢地区的主管。经他女儿的介绍，慕名前来观赏神韵。演出结束后，他仍然难掩内心的激动。
And some of the melodies and the combination of instruments even worked very well. The women's classical Chinese dancing, when they did that, they just the forms and the color, and for some reason the slower dances, I appreciated those more than the real fast ones.
新唐人记者陈旭，加拿大基奇纳滑铁卢市报道。
神韵艺术团美轮美奂的演出在世界各地征服了许多艺术界的人士，加拿大摄影师海迪·迈尔也不例外。1月7号晚间，他在看完了美国神韵国际艺术团 在基奇纳滑铁卢市的演出后，充满诗意的与我们分享了他的感受。我们来看看记者的报道。
作为专业摄影师，海迪迈尔一直在用他专业的眼光欣赏着晚会。他认为神韵的服装和色彩美得无可挑剔。
The costumes are just amazing. I don't think I've seen such beautiful costumes. Like the glimmers and the shines and the way the light hits them. It's beautiful. Beautiful. Pink and green are two of my favorite colors, and I noticed in a lot of the scenery the girls are wearing the pink and the green or the peach and green or orange. And I love it.
迈尔认为这么美的服装令晚会更加与众不同。
They use the costumes in the dance, so they flow very well with it. And I find the costumes sort of make the dance even better than it is. Like you watch the feet moving and you see the little light shining and you watch the scarves and the sleeves go around. It's amazing.
在赞赏神韵的舞蹈编排和表演形式时，迈尔充满了诗意。
Sometimes it looks almost like they're just part of like flowers, like the fans, when they did the fans, it almost looked like the flower petals waving in the wind. It's neat how they shake them so that it always looked like the wind's blowing through.
演出让迈尔感到内心宁静惬意，烦恼顿消。他说自己就像被神韵带到了另一个境界。新唐人记者严欣希，加拿大基奇纳滑铁卢报道。